Hello.
Hi, Kathy. I'm so sorry. I
Adrian,
was able to hear you, but for some reason you could not hear me.
yeah, I couldn't hear you at all. I didn't,
So,
nothing.
yeah, I was mid-sentence too, I guess, when it cut out because all of a sudden you were like, "Hello?"
Now.
I do apologize for the disconnect, and of course it's CJ calling back from Archtop.
Yeah, me. I don't know what.
Yeah, I
Okay.
have experienced it a couple of times, especially with people in the Socrates area. I know my cell phone can get a little spotty, but sometimes it's just technology in general.
Yeah.
So no worries, I can definitely explain a little bit more about it. So
All right.
with the ads for like Hulu, Max, and ESPN, this one's a Disney Hulu and Max bundle. That's not what we want. Let's see. So the Disney ESPN and Hulu, that one would actually be, $26.99 a month.
That's with ads.
That's with ESPN will have ads, but Disney and Hulu will not.
Okay.
But ESPN Plus will have ads just because it's live games, that's why.
Right. Okay. We'll stick with that one then.
Yes, it'll be $26.99 a month on that one. So you can go to Hulu.com and it'll say the Disney Bundle Trio Premium. It'll say Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus. You'll click on the Get All Three. And then that's where you would be able to sign up for it and select your plan. They do have other plans, such as like Hulu plus live TV plus Disney plus and ESPN plus, but that's $76.99 a month. And I mean, the whole point is that you want to do away with the cable TV.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't watch it long enough.
Yeah. So the Disney Bundle Trio Basic is the $15.99 or the $14.99, I'm sorry, the $15 a month. But then the Trio Premium is the $26.99 a month. So it's a little bit cheaper than the other one, which was Disney, Hulu, and Max. But we want the ESPN Plus for you because of these sports.
Okay. So that's going to cost me $26.99.
Yes, per month. Still not a terrible deal. I mean, there's a lot that I do watch on Hulu, such as 911. I watch
Yeah.
The Rookie, which is a great cop show. It's actually featuring one of my favorite actors. His name is Nathan Fillion. I love him to death.
Well, I'll tell you, don't laugh, but like I like old movies, old shows. I love cowboy movies.
Oh yeah.
I'm old. I'm an old lady. I like Heartland. Have you
I
ever watched?
love Heartland. Oh,
I
that's
do
one of my
too.
favorites. I
Comes
think
on.
Hulu has that too, by the way.
I think it comes on every morning at on. Well, this is on Spectrum. On channel 124, and that's the first thing I do in the morning. I turn that on before I turn the news on because they have three series playing.
Oh wow.
So I absolutely love that.
I love
I really
Heartland. Heartland is amazing, especially how
great.
you get to watch Amy grow.
Yeah, it's a great show. Now, is that in any of my package? Is in my package?
So I know that Heartland is available on Netflix. It's also, I believe it's also available on Hulu. Let me just check my app.
No, Heartland, I can't watch it on Netflix because I've seen all them. This is the new,
The new stuff.
yeah. So I need to know if any of these carry that, and if they don't, I'm in trouble.
Okay. Bear with me.
I think it's Up TV, if that helps.
All right, I'm looking at Hulu right now to see if I can find it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so there is the series there. Let's see how many seasons. Wow, okay, they've got 14 seasons.
Wow, I saw all of them.
Okay.
That's old. They're all old.
Yeah,
they're
so they haven't updated since 2021.
Yeah. So it's the same as Netflix, actually.
Let's take a look at Netflix.
I'm on 16 right now.
Oh, gotcha, okay. Let's see Heartland on Netflix, just to give an idea.
I think Netflix only goes up to 14.
Nope, actually, Netflix is on season 16. They have 15 episodes on season 16.
Maybe I'm on 18.
Well, season 16, let's see if it will tell me when it was aired. Info? No, won't tell me. Yeah, it doesn't tell me when it was aired. I can actually take a look, actually. Hold on. Season 16, episode 15. IMDb. Heartland. I mean, it's amazing that they've been out since, you know.
Yeah, they've been out.
So we're on season 17 now.
Okay.
No season 18 yet.
No. So
the most recent episode was December 3rd of 2023.
I don't remember. This is the one where Lou marries. What's his face again? The second time.
Mm-hmm.
Peter. So I don't know what season that's in.
Yeah, and then the most recent episode would be A Horse Accident Endangers Shane's Wedding Plans. Nathan helps his injured horse and tries reconciling with Amy. Heartland Beef's future grows uncertain. Katie discovers a new part of her, a new part of herself. Sorry, it cut off.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good. I think that's the season. It's close to the season. I haven't seen any of those, so
okay.
Be all right.
Let's see. So apparently, Up Faith and Family.
Mm-hmm.
Is streaming it, but it also provides Prime Video that is streaming it. I wonder how much it costs, though, is really the question. Because there's a free trial available. It would be like free for a month, and then you would go to regular subscription. But yeah, so far, none of the other streaming platforms have the latest episodes, only mm-hmm. through Amazon. So if you have Amazon Prime, it might work.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I don't subscribe to that either, to be honest. I mean, $200 a year is a little bit on the expensive side for me.
I let my daughter order stuff for me when I need it.
Yeah, exactly.
I have regular Amazon, but every time I log on to Amazon, I get hacked.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's rough.
So I don't even touch my Amazon.
I don't blame you there. But I mean, other than that, I mean, we do have, you know, there are options as far as watching things. It's difficult because with streaming, sometimes, you know, different platforms get different, permissions, I guess, so to speak. They get the rights, to host that show specifically on their platform. So sometimes when Netflix gets rid of things, it's another platform like Max or Hulu that acquires it.
So I would have to go to Max or Hulu.
So right now, according to IMDb, from what I've seen, it is only available for the newest season on Up, Faith, and Family.
Yeah.
So right now they hold the rights to it. Netflix and Hulu have the rights to the older seasons, Netflix having the newest at 16, but season 17 is only available on Up, Faith, and Family.
So how much is Up, Faith, and Family?
So that's really the question, isn't it? So let's see. Up, Faith, and Family would be $6 a month.
Shucks, that's no biggie.
Yeah. I like Peacock personally just for certain shows, and they had a deal where it was $20 for the entire year. I definitely went after that one. But normally even Peacock is like $5 or $6 a month. It's nothing crazy expensive. Though they are a bit limited on what they have, but yeah, I mean to watch.
But I really like it.
So like Prime Video, they charge $8.99 a month, and then the Up, Faith, and Family would be $5.99 per month after the trial. It's a 1 week trial.
And then it goes from $5.99 to $8.
So no, it goes $8.99 for the Amazon Prime Video.
I don't want Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I think the Up, Faith, and Family is only available through the Amazon Prime, so you'd have to be a member of that. Yeah, that's a bit frustrating.
So you're telling me I can't get Up, Faith, and Family?
Unless you wanted to sign up for the Amazon Prime, from what I'm reading.
Well, could I still just... I have Amazon, but I don't have Amazon Prime.
So the Prime Video is a little bit different than Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is where you have their entire services for like the $200 a year. For Prime Video, it's $9 a month, and then you would have the Up, Faith, and Family for $5.99 per month.
So Prime Video is what?
Prime Video is $9 a month.
All right.
And then Up, Faith, and Family, which is a channel that you can add to your Prime Video, is $5.99 a month.
But I would have to get that in order to get Heartland.
Yeah, it says only members can add Up, Faith, and Family and 100 plus more channels. No cable required. Cancel anytime.
So how do I become a member?
So you can download the Prime Video app, whether it's on your phone or on the Roku stick, but you would probably want to do it from your phone for right now. And then you can log into that with your Amazon account, and then you subscribe for $8.99 a month, and then you can add individual channels too, from what I understand.
One of them being
the Up, Faith, and Family.
It's so confusing, and I hate fooling around with this pod.
I know. I just wish there were a simpler way where it's like, hey.
You make everything so difficult. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you.
Sometimes the options just seem a little overwhelming.
I mean, it's not much different from Spectrum, really. I mean, by the time you get done with paying all this stuff, you're probably going to be paying more.
So, surprisingly, I mean, this is where you get to pick and choose what services you have as far as streaming services. So, like, if you don't like a streaming service, you can always cancel with them. But, I mean, all we specifically handle is internet and home phone.
Yeah.
We don't handle TV, unfortunately. And I feel like that's a bit, like, for a lot of customers. They want the better internet, but we're also trying to keep up with this day and age where technology is such a big thing and so many people just stream that they just cut the cord on the cable and they just want to stick with streaming. And we provide the fast internet that can allow them to do so. But for those, like, for example, my parents or anybody else who's usually so used to having TV within the home, it is a bit of a change and it is a bit of an adjustment for that. Because not everybody is used to it.
No, I don't like watching a program on my computer.
Yeah, exactly. But with the Roku stick, once your son-in-law does set it up, you'll be able to watch it on your TV.
Yeah, what I do is wait until he gets this hooked up, and then I will... I'll do the arch top for the
internet?
For the internet.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be $69.99.
Exactly. And we don't have an installation fee either at the moment.
Do they come here to install it? Do they have to do anything?
So they don't really have to do much. They do come to install it. When you sign up and your appointment is set, a few days before your appointment, someone will come onto the property to go ahead and get your house connected to the connection at the street. And you may see us dig a small, tiny micro trench. It's very small. It won't do any damage to your lawn or anything like that. So if we have the capability of burying, we will micro trench, as it's called. And it's only wide enough for the cable, and it goes about 6 to 8 inches deep. That way, no tree limbs or anything else can down that wire during severe storms or anything like strong winds. I know we've had a couple of scary tornadoes, as they've called them, in the area.
Right.
And, of course, when we get the hurricanes, those tropical storms, hurricanes, you know, that can do some damage to power lines and all of that. So we do our best to avoid that, and we prefer burying by micro-trenching. Now, so you won't have to be home for that part of the installation. We take care of that part. The only part that you would have to be home for is when the technician needs to come into the home to get your service all set up and connected.
Okay.
So we'll run the fiber into the house, basically where Spectrum previously went into the house, and we will run that wire all the way up to where you want your modem and router to be. And then that will be easy peasy. We'll set everything up. We'll show you how to have control over your Wi-Fi. And we'll even show you how to handle different things. You can make it so that certain devices are not allowed on the internet at certain times if you so wish. Especially if you have any grandkids or anything like that do come to visit. Or any family members, you can give them guest passes too, which is kind of handy because it lets you know who's there. It lets you know what they're doing. Well, not what they're specifically doing, but it lets you know that, hey, they're connected to the internet. And you can have full control and visual on your internet.
Who disconnects the Spectrum?
So we would not be disconnecting the Spectrum. You would just wait until after our fiber services are fully installed. And then you would just reach out to them and be like, hey, I've switched providers. I no longer need you. Please cancel my account.
I wonder if they would let me keep my Spectrum account for my TV.
They might. That would be a Spectrum question.
Yeah.
So I would ask them, hey, if I no longer need internet, would I still be able to have cable TV with you?
Yeah.
So that would definitely be a question for Spectrum. And that might also help you make a more informed decision as well.
I think so, too. The more I sit here and think about it, I'm thinking...
Because it is an adjustment to switch over to streaming. I do completely understand that.
Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know... The archtop doesn't really do anything. I mean, I know you're just helping me out right now to find.
Absolutely.
But if I can just leave my channels as they are, And
Yeah,
the
and
up.
just switch the internet, then yeah,
Yeah.
that would be great. I
So
think
we
that would
see.
probably be a bit easier for you because you would still know, okay, I can still turn on my cable. I can still watch my
Yeah.
Heartland in the morning. I can watch my news channels that normally come, and you can still watch your sports for the sports package.
Right. Yeah, that the more I think about it, I gotta stop trying. It's kind of like putting a square
Into a circle.
round circle.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When I've already got this stuff with Spectrum, I mean, deducting $70 from my $280 that I'm paying, that will be a good drop.
Oh, absolutely. 'Cause if they're charging you 94 for your internet and
Yeah.
you'd only be paying 70, that's a $24 savings right there.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, why do I have to do all this
The
stuff? Is
only
this.
thing that I'd be worried about with Spectrum is if they
Yeah.
have any promotions currently going on with you having the bundles, so to speak. Because sometimes they'll give a discount for having multiple services. If you're already past the promotional period, then it might be a better option for you to have the internet through us and the cable through them as you already do. But if they already have like that promotional pricing, then it's possible that your TV may go up without the internet.
Well, that always happens. You know, I'm
Yeah.
constantly on saying, why do I have this and why do I have that? I find stuff on my
I
bill
mean,
that
when I had cable, they added on home phone to my bill to give me a cheaper price, so to speak. But it's like, I'm
they
still
tried to do. I
paying like almost 300 a month for it. I can't afford that.
No. No, and that's what I'm trying to get rid of here.
Yeah,
And then
exactly.
as I go along, I can try and call. I can try and get what I want or don't want.
Exactly.
But to
Yeah, because
just drop.
I had all the hockey channels. Like they gave me the entire sports package. I didn't need the entire sports package. I just wanted
No.
individual channels that would have hockey for when ESPN did not have, access to it. Because let's face it, the playoffs were only available on a specific channel that I didn't have a subscription for. So I was like, okay, I'll add it for like a month or two. It ended up
Yeah.
making my bill over $300, and I was
That point, I was at that
not
point.
happy.
I got rid of a box because I had four TVs. I said I don't need four TVs, so I got rid of another. I got rid of a box, which was, I don't know. I think that's like 15 a month or something. I don't
Yeah,
remember.
and they charge for their equipment too, which is. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, they charge for the cable boxes, they charge for the modem and router, but we include our modem and router in our price.
Yeah, so that's included in the $69.99.
Yes, yes it is. And the taxes and fees are included as well. So when your bill says $69.99, there's no taxes on top of that.
Okay, and it's a nice, easy bill to read.
Very easy. I wish I could show you one. But it is extremely easy. You literally have like three lines and a box.
Good. So
It'll
the
give you
modem.
your account number, it'll show, your name, and then it'll show the service that you receive, what the pricing is, and then the total amount due, and then it'll say like amount to be debited, and then it'll say please do not pay because you're already enrolled in auto pay if you're enrolled in the auto pay.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, it'll just say amount to be debited, $69.99.
Yeah.
So it's
All
very,
right.
very simple. It's very easy. We don't have any ads on our bills. We don't have any like long excerpts that explain certain parts of things. We like to keep it simple. We want to be
Yeah.
transparent. That's the thing. We like to
Right.
be truthful with what our prices are instead of like, oh yeah, you'll get this service for X amount a month, and then you get the bill, and it's like all these extra taxes and fees. And
I don't even know, and the taxes and fees and all these extra things, they're on every page.
I noticed.
And I said, this is just not right. I wouldn't even put them on auto pay. That's how upset I've been, because I don't trust them.
Yeah.
If I don't, I'm not.
Let's put it this way. It's even simpler than Central Hudson's bill.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I just put them back on auto pay because they did me a favor, and they straightened my bill out. Actually.
Oh, that's good.
They kept sending me a bill that's saying no, nothing due, nothing due, nothing due. Well, that's impossible because I pay it every month. You send me a bill every month, and I pay it. So then you send me a bill and say nothing, nothing due. Well, I guess one month I paid it twice and I didn't realize it.
Oh, but, so they had a credit on the account. That's probably why.
But they had the credit on for about 4 months. Well, I didn't pay it twice, four times.
Yeah.
I'd like to leave it like this, but I said I'd end up with a couple $1,000 bill.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want them to catch it and be like, hey, you didn't say anything. Like, now we have to charge you like over $2,000. Yeah, no, that's completely understandable.
I said, I don't, you know, what are you doing here? I can see from month to month sometimes, you know, because I usually pay my bill as soon as I get it. And that's really not the right thing to do. You should wait till the month that it's due.
Yes.
But me, I get stuff out of the way. And I got myself hooked up. It's messed up.
Yeah. So the way that our billing is, your billing cycle will start from day of install. And then it will send you the invoice usually about the middle of the month. So about 15 or 16 days before it's actually due. And it'll show you the due date on the bill. Usually when it's due is when the auto pay will take out.
Okay. Well, this definitely will work. I just don't want to sign up right now, this minute.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Speak to my son-in-law to see when he's going to
do this. It's always a good idea to, you know, reflect on the information that you receive, see if it's beneficial for you. Again, like I said, you know, you want to make the best decision for yourself.
Yes.
And the other thing is also, we don't have any cancellation fees either. So when you sign up for the auto pay and you get the $10 discount because you sign up with your checking account, if you sign up with a credit or debit card, it'll only give you a $5 discount, which is why I always recommend the checking account to get the full $10 discount. Now, that promotional price is good for 2 years, but we don't do contracts. So you can cancel at any time without cancellation fees. If you ever feel like it's not right for you or if you need to move.
That's great. But my checking is my debit account.
Yeah. So, and that's fine, but it's just, we go by routing number and account number.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So it would be an ACH instead of a credit or debit card number.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going to be giving you, my debit card.
Okay. So that if you give us your debit card, that would only be a $5 discount, so it would make your bill $74.99.
But why? I mean, I can't help that. I mean, everything I have is online.
I know. So if you log into your bank, if you have, like, the banking app, you can actually find your account number and routing that way. The thing is that the credit and debit cards, they process fees, which is why it's just simpler to go directly through the checking account.
Okay, well, but that's what I'm saying. You are going through my checking account.
Yes, but we still have to process it through Visa or MasterCard because when they issue a debit card, it's Visa or MasterCard.
I'll give you my routing. I'll be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever you're ready to sign up, that's when we'll do it. We'll go through, if you would be willing to go through a credit check. It's a soft credit check. It's not a hard inquiry. It doesn't mess with your credit. It doesn't tell us anything about your credit score. The only thing it does is validate your identity, lets us know that, okay, the name that you provided us is in fact a real person, and it just tells us whether a deposit is required. So at the time of sign up, we may ask you for that information for a credit check just to make sure that you don't need to put down a $50 deposit.
Not a problem.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make you aware of that beforehand as well.
Okay, no problem. CJ, can I have, do you have a phone number that I can reach you and
So,
finalize this?
I don't have a direct line because our number kind of gets one of our team members at random, but you can always ask for me. My
Oh,
team
all right.
members would be more than happy to transfer you if you ask for me directly. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Great. Because I mean, you just did all this work with me. I'd rather finish it
Oh,
off
yeah.
with
I mean,
you.
it's not like we get paid a commission or anything. I mean, we're just here to
No.
help. We're here to inform. And we just want to, make sure that you understand everything and help you with whether it's switching over or if you have any questions. That's just what we want to do. We want to be able to help and be as
I
transparent as possible.
appreciate that. You said something before about a home phone. You mean a landline? Like a
Yes.
I
It
don't
would
have
be like a
one.
landline.
I don't have a home phone.
Yeah, a lot of newer generational people don't consider landlines. They don't really know what that means. So I say home phone just because they understand it's the one that connects to the
Thought that was what you meant, but
Yeah. So our younger
fire.
generations, like my daughter, she doesn't really know what a landline
Yeah.
is, so a lot of people are like, oh, landline, is that a different cell phone? And I'm like, no.
Oh, God.
So I try to word it a little more understandingly.
I was old, and I am.
No,
Okay.
that's perfectly fine. I mean, my mother, bless her soul, she was in her late 70s when she passed, but my father, he's almost
Oh,
80 now. It's
that's
kind of
horrible.
interesting.
I'm 76.
Oh. It's always so
Yeah.
nice. I mean, you're still young, so.
Well, thanks, but sometimes you don't feel so young.
I
It's
know.
like
I'm
when
34 and I have the back of an 80-year-old I have to go for surgery for.
that's not good news.
I know.
That's
So I know how you feel. Sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, I can't get out of bed anymore. And then you just feel it and you're like, ah.
I get going in the morning, though, I'm okay. I'm good,
Yeah,
thank
once
God.
you're up and about, then usually things get a little bit better. Absolutely.
But you've been very helpful, and I thank you very much.
Oh, of course, anytime. That's what we're here for.
I'll be getting back to you soon.
Absolutely. And yeah, just mull it over, discuss it with your son-in-law, and just go from there. I mean,
You don't care about this, but I may go through. I may have my cousin look at it. He's a programmer, and he's
yeah, go for it.
up on Arnold Drive, and they don't have it yet. They haven't done a thing up there, and he's like chomping at the bit.
Oh, he's waiting for us.
He's getting a little impatient, he said, because people are
Oh.
starting, they're not getting it. But I can't believe that you guys haven't been up there. I mean, that's where all the rich people live.
Yeah, so I mean, really we're all about providing the fiber to the areas that don't have it yet. And
Yeah.
it's been a process because our construction team has to jump through certain hoops in order for us to keep moving forward. So we have to get special permits and we go street by street. So we go area by area. So it does take a
Yeah.
little time, but we are planning on having the entire area covered, as far as fiber goes. Now, as far as if it's on the other side of the throughway, those require additional special permits that we're working on at the moment so that we can get to those sections. Because we
I
have to
see.
cross those bridges and that's not township roads.
I think they are considered the other side of the thruway. I
So
think.
that's why it's taking a little bit of extra time, and I do apologize, especially if he's getting a little impatient. I can
Oh,
completely understand the excitement.
yeah. No.
Because I
Probably.
know I went through that with the excitement. It's like, okay, you guys are almost here. Come on, let's go. Like, I want to switch.
I've been a million questions, and he said, "Kathy, don't question any more questions." He said, "Sign up for that now." He said, "Because I'm just ready and willing, ready and raring to go." He said, "This is going to be the best thing that ever happened."
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I
Said,
mean, it's mind-blowing the difference. It's quite interesting, actually, because, you know, I live in an area in Dutchess County that still has zero cell service in this one town.
Because we have places in Kingston like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. We have so many
It
people,
is.
we have so much technology, and yet we can't get decent cellular coverage.
That's so sad. That's like
It really is. And
in
fiber
like
previously was only available to the major city areas. So that's why
oh.
we're here. We're headquartered in Kingston. We are here to be able to deliver that new technology where it should have been here already years ago. So now we get
Oh.
to the opportunity to bring the newer technology to the areas that desperately need it.
Are you guys going to be staying in Kingston, or you're
Oh
going
yeah,
to
no, that's
do?
our headquarters.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so we're expanding out, of course. I mean, we've got plans even to reach Catskill and Hudson as well too. But I mean, of
Oh,
course, it's going to take time,
of
especially
course.
with all the construction, the permits, all of the, you know, the details there. But we
Oh,
do
yeah.
have plans on continuing to expand because we want to be able to provide that fiber to the areas that don't have it yet.
That's great.
We rely on technology so much nowadays. Wouldn't it be nice just to have the proper connections to be able to enjoy those technology?
Really do. And
Yeah.
sometimes, I mean, it's interesting because, like me, sometimes, very often, and I don't know why this happened, I've called several times between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, my spectrum just stops. Or
Yeah,
it's
you know what? I've heard that before too. I had another customer that had told me that their spectrum had been dropping just randomly and periodically.
it seems to be between 2, I'm going to say between 2 and 4, and then and I'm like how and I'm looking because I have a ring, and I'm looking at my ring. I'm saying, oh, the mailman didn't come yet, but maybe he didn't come. But oh, say my
But your
spectrum,
mail is there.
but my mail is there
And it just
because
didn't
I.
pick up because it got disconnected. That's
That's the most
crazy. Because then
crazy,
that
but
becomes like a security concern as well, because so many people rely on their Ring cameras.
well, I really do rely on my Ring camera, you know, because I'm alone now. I mean, my husband passed away just a few years ago, and
Oh,
you
I'm
know,
so sorry to hear that.
thank you. So I miss him for a lot of reasons. You know, I
Absolutely.
heard.
And that feeling of security that you're not alone, I mean, it's so important.
Very hard. The good news is this is a wonderful neighborhood.
That is the good news. Absolutely.
Everybody is very, very nice. I don't know anybody. There's nobody on the street that I could say I don't like. There's no, everybody is just great.
And that's important too, because that also shows the community involvement, the community connection. Do you remember the Sawyer Motors car show a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Yep,
yeah, I
we were
know about.
actually one of the sponsors in it.
No kidding.
Yep, so we had a tent. So we had people that were coming up, finding out more about our service, but we were
Well,
also
you were
listed on the
right.
banner on the stage.
Pardon me?
We were also listed on the banner that was affixed to the stage, that big stage there.
I didn't over. Do you know how close you were to my house? You were like within
Yeah.
walk could walk to my house.
It
So it's a brand new neighborhood. They're all new houses here, mostly new houses. And everybody's we've got a couple of groups of young people, but not too many. But the rest of us are old. And there's my one lady on one side of me is like 90, in her 90s, and the other girl next door, you don't want to hear all this. She's in her 70s, but she's sick and her husband's sick. I said, we got quite a geriatric group here, I said. But and my friends live down the street, so it's a great neighborhood. And
Oh, absolutely. And that's also one of the main focuses that we focus on is, you know, we're all locals, so we're all
yeah.
from the local area, and we want to focus on that community feeling.
Right. And the school is right behind me. I look out my back door and I see the school, which is very comforting.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very good. I mean, I don't hear the kids or anything because it's not on top of us, but
No, but it's nice, especially when you know that, okay, well, you're also going to have the sheriffs there because they're required to have a sheriff's officer to be at the school. So if ever anything were to happen, they would be able to have, you know, somebody close by as well.
I get a little bit nervous because my daughter teaches over there. It's the junior senior high, and she teaches seventh grade math.
Oh,
and,
nice.
I never thought I'd come to a day where you're afraid to have your kid in school.
I know.
And
especially
she,
with recent events, it's been insane. But the good thing is that we do live in a good area. You know, the Hudson Valley,
yeah.
I don't think has ever had any kind of issues like that.
Well, we have.
We have?
We have actually a shooting. It wasn't a shooting, but he did advertise that he had the guns.
Oh, my goodness.
And surprisingly, they got they tracked him down somehow, and he ended up in jail for a minute. Sadly, we even knew his father, who was a wonderful, wonderful guy.
I mean, sometimes it just happens where kids just snap.
They arrested even the father, and the father spent 6 months in jail for allowing his son to know those guns were there. And we were so, he runs a business in the town. He's been here forever.
That must have been so hard on the community.
Oh, it was very hard because everybody knew him and said,
would have allowed it, et cetera.
No. Oh, Bruce, this, I mean, he was just great. And we're starting to see him around a little bit. My husband knew him very well. He was a neighbor, actually, when he was growing up. He ran a business.
Yeah, that's rough, especially when it's somebody that you've known for, like, a long, long time.
Oh, and it was just, but... You know, the son somehow got these guns, and his father knew he had the guns. He tried to stop him, but somebody stopped him because he never made it over to the school. With
yeah, him. Exactly.
He was headed there. That's the thing I worry about. My daughter always says, Mom, don't you think we worry? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's also, you know, where like the sheriffs kind of come into play. And I mean, they have the sheriffs at daughter's school. So absolutely. I completely understand.
Yeah, it's hard. But anyway, I'm holding you up.
No, you're fine. I'm just glad that we're able to learn a little bit more about our community. And you know, it really helps. Knowing, you know, what goes on around that we need to be mindful of, and, you know, it helps us be better providers, so to speak.
That's great. Yeah, because nobody really understands what it is, you know.
Absolutely.
My girlfriend called me this morning. They have it, too, down in Bluestone Park. And she said, Kath, what is this arch top? What are we going to do? I said, Kath, it's really for your internet, I said, but we really got to talk to them. She said, well, you do it first. Okay.
Well, we'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have.
They'll be calling.
Oh, absolutely. And we look forward to it.
But I have to call her now and let her know what
absolutely.
Information. And you were very easy to understand. So I thank you for that.
I'm glad that I was easy to understand. That was kind of my goal.
You did a good job.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to lie in bed tonight and say, oh, I didn't ask this and I didn't ask that. But
And if you do get those questions, definitely give me a call tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'd be more than happy. Just jot them down. Just if you come up with any questions, just jot down the questions so that you have a list to ask me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for your help.
Of course, anytime. I'm so glad that I was able to answer a lot of your questions. And if there are any further questions, definitely let me know. I'd be more than happy to answer them.
You'll be doing the information for my setup?
Yes. So I will be the one inputting the information into our system. It is completely confidential. The only people who would have access is if you call in and you verify yourself, and then we get into the account and we'll go over the account with you and everything like that. So absolutely.
All right.
And we don't hold on to sensitive information either, such as your social. The only information that we keep in our system is your service address, because obviously we need to know where we're going, your phone number, which is the best way to get a hold of you, and then your email address and obviously name.
You mean they ask for security number?
During the credit check.
Oh.
Only for the credit check.
Oh, man. I thought they were supposed to do that.
So it was, as I explained earlier with the credit check, it's just to see if you are required to pay a deposit.
I credit check. You could check all you want. I just don't like giving out my social security number.
Yeah, that's the only requirement that it does have for the credit check.
Push back on that.
I do apologize for that. The only way to bypass that is if you wanted to pay that $50 deposit. Most people don't. Especially if they know they have good credit.
Well, what do you mean the?
So if you wanted to bypass the credit check by not providing your social, we can do that, but it would automatically require a $50 deposit, which gets held onto your account until you cancel services. At which point, once service is canceled, that $50 will apply to your final bill. Or if there's nothing due, then it would just return to you. So that's also another thing to think over as well.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's not the credit check. I don't care about that. I have excellent credit.
I know. It's the giving out the social. But our system, we have a very confidential system, and it doesn't tell us anything other than whether or not a deposit is required.
Okay.
Also, another thing to be mindful of during the credit check is if you have a freeze on your Equifax, TransUnion, or Experian, that may also pose an issue where we would have to have you remove that freeze. Some people freeze their credit.
I don't think I have anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, no. If you've never called a credit bureau to put a freeze on your credit, then I think you're golden.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, then you should be fine.
Why would I do that?
Well, so it's primarily for those who have had their identity stolen before. They usually kind of put that extra level of security on their credit.
I do. I did have that happen.
You have the option of calling the credit bureaus and putting a freeze on your credit. But when somebody needs to check your credit, it prevents them from checking your credit.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why. So it's to help prevent people from opening credit cards in your name that you were unaware of, you know?
Well, yeah, it was. We were away. We were away for 6 weeks. And we were having our mail held.
And oh, gotcha. We have my family has a similar situation here where we have our mail held, and then they scan it into an email to my father because he lives outside of the country.
Okay.
But they're completely professional.
What happened was when we came home, my husband went and stopped the hold on my mail and picked up our mail. We always had a basket of mail when we came home.
Yeah.
And he went and got our mail and released the hold.
The hold on the mail.
About 2 weeks later, and we hadn't gotten any mail, which is very unusual because my husband's was in business. And he said, I'm going up to the post office and see what's going on. And they said, Joe, your wife picked your mail. She's been picking it up. He said, what? He said, do you know my wife? They didn't know me anyway.
Yeah.
I mean.
So somebody pretended to be you and then just like picked up the mail. And
they opened up a couple of credit cards in my name.
That's so scary.
And they used my address, my phone number. Everything was all me. And
wow,
my husband got the police involved.
And I hope they went through the security footage because that would have been very, very important.
I believe they did. I believe they did.
Because all lobbies, since it's a federal building technically, by going to the post office, it therefore becomes a federal crime.
Well, I think they did do that, but come to find the credit cards were to be delivered to this place in Indiana, some out that way.
Wow.
And actually got pictures of the property somehow. The property, there was nothing but a broken down trailer on the property. There wasn't even a house on the property.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's insane. Well, another good thing that we do offer, at least, is security, too. So you'd be able to make sure that nobody can hack into your Wi-Fi.
That's great.
Absolutely. That's where the control, the tech, when they come to install, they'll help you set up the application on your smartphone. And they'll get you all logged in and everything. And they will help you show you a little bit more about the app and how you can check for any new devices on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's great.
Because that's another thing technologically that people have done, where they'll steal someone's, not necessarily like steal someone's internet, but they'll find a way to connect to someone's internet and use their internet for free.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I have heard of that, yeah.
And then they can get onto computers within the network. It's very, very technological nowadays, and there's so many like risks. But that's where we offer that too.
I'm getting letters, say from AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, went through it. I got a letter from AT&T telling me that my bill wasn't paid for the month, and I had that on auto pay. And I said, check this, you know. It looked like an AT&T bill to me.
But it was probably a scam.
It was a scam. I called AT&T and I said, did you send me a bill? I said, telling me that you didn't get my payment. I said, I'm on auto pay. He said, Mrs. Marino, you're all paid up. You're good. I said, well, I got this letter and it looked like AT&T letter.
They get very creative. Very creative. You have to be very careful with emails too. You always have to check the email address itself to make sure, like for example, for us, you'll see customer service at archtopfiber.com. As long as it says at archtopfiber.com, then it is a valid Archtop Fiber email.
Okay.
So you always have to look for typos or differences in the email address itself.
Yeah.
Because they have become very convincing now.
Oh, I'm telling you, it looked, you know, once I looked at it after he told me, he said, let's change your password just in case, which we did. I got a letter later last night, an email later last night, telling me that your email, your password was changed. And this is the information that you'll need. You know what I did? Delete.
Yes. Yes. If they're ever asking for any information, absolutely.
I knew it was fixed. I spoke to AT&T. I called them myself.
Exactly.
And he told me I was all set. So why are they sending me more emails telling me?
I mean, there is the courtesy emails that will let you know, hey, your password was recently changed. If you didn't authorize this, please contact us or, you know, go to our website.
I had already gotten that letter.
So they were trying to access certain things. And absolutely. It's a scary world technologically. That's why we try to provide, you know, the best security possible when it comes to your Wi-Fi and your internet.
I said, it's happening, boys. So I just deleted it.
And that's the best thing to do because, I mean, they get so convincing. I can't tell you how many times I've had customers come in trying to buy gift cards back when I worked at a retail store. And we started asking them, hey, you're looking like you're buying a lot of gift cards. Can you please tell me a little bit more why you're purchasing this? Like started like having to ask and kind of be on the front lines of that because they were getting scams of like, oh, your husband's in prison. We need X amount of dollars on Apple gift card or whatever the case may be. It's It's a scary world out there technologically, especially for the older generations. Even myself,
Right.
like my kids know how to use computers and iPads and tablets
Oh,
and
yeah.
phones a lot more than I do. And
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
now I feel like, okay, well, now I know what it felt like for my parents, me understanding everything and them understanding nothing.
My son's father got milked out of $4,500
Oh.
because I called him and told him that his grandson was in trouble. He was in jail and they needed $5,000. First, they said
Yeah.
$20,000. And
And then they're
that
like,
so
oh, but we're willing to give you a discount on his bail. Yeah.
well, he said to the guy, he said, I don't have that kind of money. And he said, well, then we'll bring it down to 4,500, 5,000 or 4,500. I don't remember what it was. And you want to know the part about it is his grandson lived right next door to him. He was so scared. He was so scared to go next door to his father's house, the boy's father's house. It would be
Yeah.
his son, that he just went right to the bank. He took out $5,000 and
And went
no,
and bought
they
the gift cards or sent it to them.
the teller knew it was a scam. They said, Mr. Petromal, are you doing this for someone? He said,
Yeah,
never mind doing it for. He said, this is personal and this is my money. They couldn't do a thing to help him, and they
yeah.
knew he was scammed. They knew it. But
Yeah,
he
it's a
was so.
scary world, so we always try to give that extra security too, you know.
Old, 90 years old, and
Oh,
it's almost all the people they can go to.
it's heartbreaking.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, he almost had a nervous breakdown over this. I mean, it was awful.
I
And
believe
now
it.
they hope that they've got him straightened out. But he's going to be—he is 90. I think he is 90. I'm not positive.
Yeah, it's
Very.
definitely a scary world nowadays, and you know, that's
Give anybody any money until you call one of us. No matter
absolutely.
what, call us before somebody, when they call you, say, okay, I have to get back to you. Don't even say you have to call my son. Don't say that.
Yeah,
Because they'll
exactly. Yeah, no.
talk you.
And I mean, usually when we call, for example, we'll leave a voicemail like, "Hey, it's CJ calling from Archtop Fiber. We wanted to discuss a couple of things. Please give us a call back at 855 Archtop." And then, of course, you also have Google at your fingertips, so you can always check the validity of our phone number. I always
Right.
translate on our on my voicemails that I leave. I translate the Archtop to the 272-4867. Now, that might be a number that differs from the mailings that you get, like our advertisements in the mail, because we do have several phone numbers, but our generic phone number that I always leave on our voicemail is our 855 Archtop. And then I'll
Okay.
translate it into the actual numbers. That way, it's also easy for you to Google it. It's easy for you to look up, and it's also easy to remember.
It's very sad that we have to live this way for just because of technology. Technology was to help
It's
us.
both helpful and can be devastating at the same time. But that's kind of where we come into play. Like, we're trying to provide the positive portion, provide you that faster internet connection. As far as like, we actually even handle when things are like infringement, like we notify you, like, hey, something is off. We also monitor to make sure that you're still connected. So, like, if you're, I don't know, at an event and your Wi-Fi goes down, we typically every day we do check to make sure that nobody's experiencing any lapses in service. So we usually do typically try to get on it before you even notice it. But if ever you do notice where like you're having an issue where you're not connecting to the internet, give us a call. We're more than happy to troubleshoot with you. We're more than happy to walk you through the steps. And then we're also more than happy to send somebody out if we can't fix it ourselves here at the on the phone with you.
That's great. That's
Yeah,
great.
absolutely. So we're here. We're kind of full service, so to speak. And
It was very nice, and it was really very nice talking to you.
oh, same here. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Kathy.
Thank you. And I do appreciate, as I said, before I put this whole thing together, I want to be ready when I call you to say,
absolutely. Yeah. And we're not like those companies that are like, hey, we need this now. Like, please sign up. Like, no, we let you make the decision. That's kind of, we're here as an extra option that if you want to choose us, you can. And we'll be as informative as possible.
Now, when they were putting the wires out there, the stuff in the ground, there was a girl going around with a card from Planet. Now,
okay.
What company is Planet?
So Planet.net is a different company. They advertise for fiber. I don't know much about them, but from what I understand, it's not true 100% fiber.
Okay.
Now, again, I can't really speak on their behalf. I don't know much about them, but I do know that from things that I've understood and heard, there have been some interesting statements. There's been some positives and some negatives. So okay. I can't really speak on them. I don't really know much about them.
There's a few people around here that have signs in front of their house that say, my internet is faster than your internet.
And it's a planet.net.
It's a planet.net. But I'm glad I asked you because I really thought it was all one company. I thought they were like maybe a subsidiary of Archshop.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're a completely different company. We actually have our own little slogan. It's called Fast AF. And I don't know if you know the slang nowadays, but the AF typically means fast as and then blank word for insert. But for us, it means fast archtop, fast AF as an archtop fiber. So because our initials are AF, it's a little bit of a play on the negative word.
So you even got to play around. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So we managed to kind of create this clever little slogan, hashtag fast AF, where most people would think, okay, it means fast as and then blank word, because I'm not going to say that, obviously. But for us, it's fast archtop fiber. And it just, it gets people thinking because we are fast.
Yeah.
So I think it's clever. It's cute. It's funny, especially for the younger generations who use that term a lot more than us older generations.
Exactly. It sure is. That's just a common word these days.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, you ask, it's funny. You can ask anybody, okay, what's a four-letter word that starts with an F and a K? And the answer is fork. But that's not what they think.
No, not hardly.
But really, the answer is fork. So, the thing that you eat with, you didn't think about that? No? Okay, we know where your mind is at then. So that's always, it's always fun.
That's a shame.
It is, because, I mean, it's a whole other tangent that I can go into, but I won't.
Yeah, sure. Once again, thank you so much for spending
absolutely. It's been more than a pleasure. And again, if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay, CJ. I will. As I said, I got to give this stuff to my girlfriend tonight, and then I want my cousin to take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know what I have. Anyway.
Yeah, especially now that you've performed a speed test and are able to see the difference in what we offer and what you're currently provided. Absolutely.
And, I'm saying to myself, why am I trying to fit this square peg into a round hole? Because why not keep what I've got? Because
absolutely. So don't forget to reach out to Spectrum and ask, hey, I'm not really using my internet much. Like, I don't know, however you want to put it. If I were to get rid of my internet, can I still keep my cable service for TV? And that would definitely be a question to ask. So definitely reach out to them and ask them that.
I will do that. Definitely. It's a pleasure to do that.
I completely understand. Well, in that case, Kathy, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. I know the weekend's coming up soon, so hopefully it's a wonderful, hopefully sunny. I don't know if we're supposed to get some sun this weekend. I'd love to get some sun this weekend.
Today, I really didn't.
Yeah, my daughter didn't expect it to rain today either.
I didn't expect it to rain today. I did not know it was going to rain. And then I said, maybe just for a little while. It rained all day.
It did. It definitely did.
I said, but we did need it. So, you know.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely. So, it's been a while. So.
Hang in there. Thank you again for your help.
Of course, anytime. And I'm glad I was able to answer all your questions that you've had so far. Well, are there any questions that I might not have answered by chance?
I don't know. Questions written down, and then I got off on a tangent, and I'm like,
"No, you're good." That's okay.
The monthly price. I mean, if they can see, if I know Spectrum, you would think I was a cop or something. they're going to offer something cheaper.
Yeah, they're going to try and save that relationship. But the problem is, you know, although saving the price, even if you're saving the money by having them provide you with a cheaper price, the question is, how is the service going to get better?
Well, that's where the problem comes in. The service service is still going to be poor.
Exactly. And that's kind of where you run into that. It's like, okay, great. You're offering me a cheaper price for now to save me, but to save me as a customer, but what are you going to do about fixing the issues that I'm having?
Exactly. So that's
that's where the major thing is. So even if they do offer that, I mean, I would just, you know, just like anybody would, I would just think about, okay, is the price really worth me losing internet? That's ultimately going to be my question. Is it more cost effective to switch and to have, you know, service, or is it more cost effective that they're giving me a good discount and then I still have the same service?
Right. That's what we have to look at.
Absolutely.
So, we'll
and again, ultimately it's your decision. You can talk to whichever family member you want. It is ultimately, at the end of the day, it is your decision. And that's all we want. We want you to be happy with whatever decision it is that you make, whether it's with us or without us.
I need to save money. That's what I need to do. What I want
exactly.
To do.
Like, but you also don't want to hinder your services either.
No, absolutely not. But like I said, most of the people around here, they're all senior citizens. They're all living on pension.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And I mean, that is a major thing nowadays. I mean, companies have gone crazy with, you know, pricing, and we're here, we're offering a decent price. We're offering, you know, the best that we can for a really great service. The cables that we use are extremely high quality. You can go more than 5 miles without seeing any service degradation. So that is a huge feat right there, and a huge, huge.
I could drive, say, 5 miles.
No. So the cables that we have buried along the sides of the roads, we have junction boxes, right? So most of those junction boxes connect your home to our network. But the cable quality that we use, you won't see within our circuit on our back-end systems. It can go up to over 5 miles without losing any kind of speed.
Oh, okay.
So that is the service degradation that I was talking about. Have you ever had it where, like, a cable is too long, like your cell phone charger, it's so long that maybe it's taking a little bit longer to charge?
Oh, yeah.
Same concept. That means that it's too long, and the power that it's being given is not enough to power your phone as speedy as, for example, a 3-foot cable. Like, there's a delay. For us, we can go over 5 miles without losing any of that speed. within our infrastructure, our circuit that provides you with your service.
Got you.
Yeah. So that's also another major important thing is, you know, because we use light pulses to emit that data. So that's very, very important there.
Yep.
But well, otherwise, if you have no other questions, it's been an absolute pleasure, Kathy. And again, feel free to give us a call. Don't be a stranger. We're always willing to help.
I will be talking to you for sure.
Absolutely. And I look forward to it. And
thank
I hope you, have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully we get some sun and can get out and enjoy our time out there.
I do hope that, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.